Hi, you guys. Welcome back. Merry Christmas. Hope you're keeping warm. We got some really unusual cold weather happening once in a generation, they're saying, in the U.S. But it's not climate change. It's not global warming. It's not any of that nonsense. That's all based on fraudulent figures coming out of UN-connected agencies and corporations that are lying. They use what they call adjusted figures, and that means false figures. And the people who know are just laughing at us, buying mansions on the beach, saying, be terrified, the oceans are going to rise over your head and all this stuff is going to happen, while they go right on the beach and build a house. You know, they know it's a lie, and a lot of good people have fallen for it. But the weather disruption is not a lie. It's really happening. And that's man-made or woman-made. I haven't met the pilots myself, but it's about geoengineering. And that needs to stop. And it brings me to what I wanted to talk about, you know, because if you look at the geoengineering program, which is globally coordinated, and almost none of the politicians dare talk about it, none of them will do anything. It could be stopped in one day by governments like the U.S. or any government, if it was honest, using its Air Force to escort those planes out of the sky. The first day, it would be over in hours. End of story. None of them talk about it. Do you notice that? And the few that have talked about it have done nothing that does anything. So what's the other way it could stop? Well, that brings me to the story that I wanted to tell you about. And I'll keep this really short. I won't keep you on Christmas. But I think it's important. Since governments are not going to save us, even the good people in them are doing nothing to stop geoengineering and so many other things that need to stop. In the U.S., they're sending bombs and money and missiles and drones and everything for the what they hope will turn into a nuclear war in Ukraine that'll wipe out the world population. I mean, we have criminals in office all over the world. So what's the other way that this stuff could end? Well, it's connected to the idea we talked about when we mentioned the bumper sticker in the Vietnam War era, which I remember really well. I was a university student. And the bumper sticker said, what if they gave a war and nobody came? And I want to try to put a link below the video to something called the Christmas Truce that happened in December, I think it was 1914 in France, World War I, where the global rulers had arranged mass murder between two sides of a conflict, which they make a lot of money on, and move toward their global goals. And these two groups were down and embedded in trenches, these long trenches that were dug out for miles, and they were separated from each other, and they could shoot each other across the area between the trenches. It was a great setup, great business model. Except if you were one of the people shooting each other and getting shot. And so on Christmas Eve, and again, I'm pretty sure it was 1914, and they arranged to stop shooting each other for one night. You know, nobody realized, wait a minute, let's see now. If we could stop shooting each other for one night, what about two nights? What about two nights and 2 days? What about a week? What about forever? You know what that would do to the world? There'd be too many people to get in trouble, too many to arrest. It would change the whole situation. It's what needs to happen. So, and they did it in 1914. They were brave enough to come out of the trenches, make a one-night truce with each other, and exchange presents, sing Christmas carols. It was beautiful. I mean, watch the link, watch the video at the link. I'm sorry to be squinting, but it was either be in the blaring sun, which is right at eye level, or be in the black shade. And I get complaints when I'm in too much shade, so this is my choice. Probably makes my face scrunch up, you know, trying to do that. Anyway, listen to what I'm saying. Watch the link. Watch the video at the link below. And think, how could that be applied today? So many different ways. For one thing, in the U.S. Congress, both parties are complicit in trying to exterminate the world. Republicans, Democrats, everybody. They're voting to send billions and billions of dollars illegally to Ukraine, a country whose government was overthrown by the West and Soros working together and the usual suspects in 2014. And then it was used for all kinds of corruption and moving in biological weapons labs, which are also illegal, funded by the U.S. taxpayer illegally, bringing weapons and biological weapons right to the border of Russia. So I'm not saying Russia's good to be fighting the war, but that's what led them into it. It's like the Cuban Missile Crisis, when the Soviet Union brought missiles into Cuba when John Kennedy was president. And John Kennedy said, "We got these spy pictures that show the missile installations in Cuba. You guys have to take them out or we're going to have a war." And the Soviets said, "Well, you have some in Turkey that's too close to us. So let's both take them out." And they did. And that was it. So now we have a situation in Ukraine where in the east, the people are Russian. That's where Russia started. And they want to be part of Russia. And the people in the west want to be part of Europe. So instead of having these dictators like this, you know, gay porn star Zelensky, who's making believe he's a president, unbelievable stuff going on in the world. Instead of that, what if the people got to have what they want and the people in eastern Ukraine got to be part of Russia, people in western Ukraine got to be part of Europe or NATO, I guess they want to be, but agree to not have any heavy weapons, military missiles, launch sites and stuff brought up to the edge of Russia, because that was agreed on in a treaty a while back. And now it's being violated in a proxy war that's totally illegal, undeclared, immoral war. All I'm saying is, if the spirit of the Christmas truce in 1914 was embraced by good people in the Congress of the United States, they would say, "Wait a minute, it's immoral to send weapons and money to Ukraine, which we have no business being involved in at all, and have meetings with Russia right away to set up a peace deal, and it'll all be over for Christmas." That would be the day after tomorrow as I'm making this. So that's a real role. If you're in Congress or you work for somebody in Congress and you're on their staff, why don't you recommend it? Instead, Congress is getting ready to pass a 4,100 page spending bill full of all kinds of crime. Obviously, common sense, it should be illegal for anybody to vote yes on a bill that they haven't thoroughly read, studied, and understood themselves. So they have to vote no on all these bills. But they pass it. Unbelievable. They just say, "Yeah, we're criminals." And they're used to it. What if you become aware that you're doing a criminal act and you stop? That would be the lesson of the Christmas truce. What about the people in schools in our country and elsewhere that are teaching racism, CRT they call it, that people with light skin are evil? Unbelievable garbage. If you're a teacher and you're told to teach that stuff, and you're not an unconscious zombie, you just have to say no. Can't do it. And if all the teachers do that, they can't fire everybody. But even if you're the only one and you get a conscience, you become conscious enough to do that, you have no choice. You don't want to lose your job. You need the money. But you can't commit crime for a paycheck once you become aware of it. What if you're a doctor and you become aware that you're killing both children and adults by injecting this garbage into them that has killed millions of people around the world so far? And you realize, whoa, this is a crime against humanity. I'm a party to genocide. How much of a decision is there of whether to continue? You can't. You need your money. you know, but you're creative. Maybe you could start a real medical practice using natural remedies, medicine that's real medicine that doesn't hurt anybody, and follow what Hippocrates said, first do no harm. He didn't say first don't do very much harm. He said first do no harm, and he was right, not just for medical, but for any kind of profession, anybody's life. What if you're in the police and your orders are to beat up some old lady with a baton because she doesn't have a mask on? What? Are you, you know, everybody's called Nazis now, but that's really becoming a totalitarian enforcer like the Nazis were in Germany in World War II. You can't do it. You need your police paycheck, but you can't get it by committing crime knowingly once you know. You know, in the Christmas truce, they were brave enough to come out of the trenches, meet in the middle, and exchange presents, sing songs, and appreciate each other for one night. But nobody realized the full extent of what that meant. Hey, if we could do it for one night, what about two nights? What about a week? What about forever? They want to kill each other, let them do it. We're not going to do it for them anymore. Speaking of the global bosses. And they won't do it. They just want obedient slaves. What other positions in society can you think of? What if you're working in a lab developing GMO seeds so that they won't reproduce past one generation and they'll poison and sicken anybody that eats them? And you realize that, you do some studying. Are you going to be able to keep that job? Are you going to be able to keep promoting the destruction of natural agriculture and nature? You can't do it. No way. So once you become aware of a crime you're committing, you don't start hating yourself for it. You just stop. You know, what's the meaning of Christmas? Well, a lot of people think it's to wait until God or Jesus comes and saves us and does everything for us. So they don't change. But in the scripture, and I'm not saying it's all accurate, but there's a quote in there from Jesus, and supposedly he said that the two most important things were to love God and to love everybody else as yourself. That's it. He said, if you have to do two things that were the most important of everything, that's it. Not the most important thing is wait till God comes and saves you. That's not the quote. So what are we doing? What are the other professions that applies to? What if you're in the military and your orders are to go ransack some country and murder the civilians so that you can take it over for the benefit of some huge corporation? You can't do it. No possibility. What if you're ordered to disarm the citizens and play one of the only places where God-given self-defense rights are still intact in the U.S. and to take away their firearms? You can't do it, orders or no orders. That's what was beautiful about the organization that was, whose leader was just put in prison totally dishonestly in the January 6th nonsense. He started an organization, said, keep your oath, keep your promise, don't follow illegal orders, which is actually your obligation. And as a citizen too, you know, if they tell you you have to shut down your business and wear a self-suffocation device and have poison injected into your body, you can't comply. So everybody from us regular people all the way up to the chemtrail pilots and the officers in the military and police and medical system, school teachers who are teaching all this nonsense in school, make everybody racist. What if you're part of the so-called medical industry that is massacring children, telling them that they're the wrong gender? That's extremely criminal. There's no basis for that. The whole trans thing is a fraud. The reason people get confused, if I start getting confused and think I'm a woman, which is not the case. It's not my fault. You know, I'm exposed to all kinds of chemicals that change your brain chemistry and can't change your hormone balance. And then if you add on that the brainwashing that's being taught to elementary school and older kids, that you might be the other gender, and the lie, the medical lie, that you can change your sex by mutilating your body and taking toxic drugs. If you're involved in that and you realize it, you have to stop. You can't take a paycheck for knowingly committing a crime. It's not an option. So the message of that video is you have a choice. Just following orders, believe in global warming, believe in climate change, wear your self-suffocation device, take your injection, believe in racist CRT, believe in gender confusion, worship the trans agenda. All that is just following orders. Or try it the other way, be human. Just try for one night, like they did in World War I, and then realize, wait a minute, if I can do this for one night, or 1 hour, or 5 minutes, or 1 minute, and drop all of the garbage, all the brainwashing, and just be normal, why do I have to stop? You don't. Let's make a change. We still could be human if we choose to. Just following orders, when they're criminal orders, that's suicide. Believing the brainwashing is suicide. Being human, that's our other choice. It hasn't been tried on a big scale any time in our known history. So all this nonsense has been going on nonstop, with little tiny instances suggesting what could be done. Let's take it the rest of the way. Let's not wait to be saved. Let's be vehicles of that happening now. Love is for everybody. It's not for who deserves it, the ones who don't need it the most. You have it to give. Doesn't mean be stupid. You have to defend yourself and be strategically wise in your life. But in the emotional state you carry, bless everybody. Don't curse them. They're sick. We're in a mental hospital here called the real world. It's not normal. You know what would happen if all these mentally ill people woke up and got cured? You could be the trigger point for that. Start now. Figure out how to do it. Let's do it. PlanetaryHealingClub.com if you want to do it with us. Be an honor to have you there. Merry Christmas.
Hey, lads. Where'd you get the peeps? Hi, where'd you get the peeps?
The guys from 92nd here are going to be in the trench. It's for Christmas.
That was decent. I don't suppose there's a spare set going around, eh?
Sit here, it was mine.
Come on, Paddy, here's a song.
What about I'm Dreaming at Home?
Often heard it deals through me now, so clear and so loud. I stand where I am. Of all.
Die scheinen ja mächtig zu feiern da drüben. Habt ihr nicht auch Lust dazu? Das ist Anna Sörensen.
Guten Abend.
Guten Abend. Guten Abend.
Was soll das? Sind Sie noch bei Trost, diese Dame hierher zu bringen?
Herr Oberleutnant, ich habe den Kronprinzen davon überzeugen können, dass ein bisschen Musik hier am Heiligen Abend nicht schaden könnte.
Gut. Dann trällern Sie mal los.
Mon lieutenant, venez voir vite.
Il se passe quelque chose de bizarre en face.
J'aime pas bien ça, mon lieutenant. C'est peut-être une diversion vu d'un sale coup, non?
Oh!
angelorum venite adoramus, venite adoramus, venite adoramus Dominum.
Good evening, Germans, but we're not English, we're Scottish.
So, das war ja ganz schön, aber jetzt gehen wir wieder zurück. Das ist hier nicht die Berliner Oper.
Sie haben recht. Das hier ist besser als Berlin.
Salut. C'est encore plus fort. Une réunion au sommet sur le Domaslan, puis on n'est même pas invité.
Ça ferme, Panchel. C'est quoi ce bordel?
Good evening. Do you speak English?
Yes, a little.
Wonderful. We were talking about a ceasefire for Christmas Eve. What do you think? The outcome of this war won't be decided tonight. I don't think anyone would criticize us for laying down our rifles on Christmas Eve.
Don't worry. It is just for tonight.
Qu'est-ce qui peut venir foutre? Ils ont peut-être marre, les Allemands. Ben, ça se trouve, ils veulent se rendre.
Ça m'étonnerait.
Panchel, donne-moi une bouteille de champagne, mon car.
Hein?
Danke.
Merry Christmas.
Frohe Weihnachten.
Frohe Noël.
Welcher Idiot ist denn auf die...
Joyeux Noël!
Good evening. I'm Anna.
C'est quoi d'abord? Tu vois? Vas-y.
Ja, Felix.
Wo kommst du denn her, Mensch?
Felix. Non, il s'appelle pas Félix. Hallo? Mais non, oh, c'est Nestor.
Nein, das ist Felix.
Mais non, c'est Nestor. C'est le chat de la ferme d'Elso. Mais non, je le connais mieux que toi quand même. Hein.
C'est ça, Félix.
Mais non, c'est Nestor. Tiens, tiens. C'est Nestor.
Félix.
Nestor, regarde, regarde. Nestor. Là, c'est Nestor.
Nestor,
non? Hein, c'est Nestor. Hein.
Hop là. Félix?
Non, Nestor. Il va côté français, Nestor.